moving right along, G21.
This was also discussed tonight at the Board of Water Commissioners. We have, as you know, we're releasing a tower site at our 5550 West Airways Avenue. We had to relocate some utilities for their benefit. Actually, it serves them only, but it was in the way of our new building. So we paid for that in the beginning. Through some various issues, we had to relocate the relocated utilities. And so we noticed that this was only serving Verizon, and so we thought that they should have to pay for that. So we've been discussing with Verizon how they should, we gave them the opportunity to pay we directly. Verizon's come back with us, and their lease doesn't specifically say so. We're still arguing the point, but bottom line is we haven't been able to get anywhere. We was kind enough and admirable, and I do appreciate their cooperation in making sure that our project didn't get delayed because of this. And so they acted, and they were able to relocate the utilities. And because it's been a few months, we'd like to go ahead and pay we now. If we do get Verizon to participate, we would just have them reimburse us as opposed to paying we directly.
Is there a motion to authorize proper city officials to execute an agreement with We Energies Electric and Gas for work at 5550 West Airways and pursue reimbursement Verizon?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. We move on to G22, City Franklin's ADA compliant sidewalk. Mark.
As the council action sheet mentioned, the common council had previously authorized that we submit an application for a sidewalk along south side of College Avenue. The estimate at the time was $258,500. That those are very rough estimates when we're just at the very conceptual stage. Since that direction, we've worked on completing that application. It was actually submitted last Friday. During that time, we did meet with the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation director, who came here and met with us and was very supportive of the project if it would win approval through the Milwaukee County. He did provide a letter of support for the project as well, and the application's been turned in. But during that extra period of work and discussions with them, there was some additional, very preliminary design work done that recognized in order to work within existing right-of-ways, which is a straight line there, there would be some need to probably have some additional limited sections of curb and gutter so that you could create some pedestrian and vehicular separation and retain safety, expecting that the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation would expect that. And since that road is sheet flow to the south, in the area where you add that curb and gutter, you probably have to have some limited storm sewer due to collect that and disperse it appropriately. So we did have time to get a better, more accurate number. And I discussed it with the county CDBG staff before doing it, but they recommended that we go ahead and incorporate those full amounts so that if the project were awarded, we would have sufficient funds to do the project in accordance with the county design. Since your prior motion had a specific dollar amount referenced, I do bring it back for your attention. If you didn't want it, the application is at the review stage, the staff review stage at the county, and I could always amend it down. It's much harder to amend it up once you've already submitted the application. But staff recommends, based upon the additional preliminary design work that could be done and discussions with Milwaukee County Department of Transportation, the motion to acknowledge the increased amount stated on the application is submitted.
And one other additional piece of information, this would be a city project on a county road. County has declined.
If the timeline is approved, it goes through the Milwaukee County Board and the committee. Then during the winter, we would work with the Norfolk County Department of Transportation on the agreement that allows us to do the work and take lead on the project, so that then early in the year we could start, and next year we could start on the actual design work, so that it can be ready for the construction season.
Alderman Evans.
Who maintains this sidewalk when it's done?
The property owners.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Dan.
And Mark, will this be done prior to the work on 27th Street, so it'll feed into the finished product of 27th Street?
I'm not aware of the...
Be close? Okay.
Be close. We did take advantage of the fact that we recognize the state is sort of turning the corner with their work, and so there was some linear footage we did not have to address with our funding, and that's estimated in this number as well.
Okay. Well, then let's make the motion to go forward with this.
Second.
Alderman Mayer.
So the whole entire thing would be paid for with CDBG?
That's how both communities have proposed it, and that's what the application says. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start doing this regularly. That's correct. The out-of-pocket costs are going to be paid by the CDBG. Our staff costs are not calculated in terms of labor. This is a city project, county land.
Is this not considered any kind of trail or anything that impact fees would be able to be used for?
I do not expect that they would be based upon the construction standard that the county is looking for. We can look into that, but I don't believe it'll fall into the sort of recreational trail design that we've had. So.
Okay. I guess I'd amend the motion to include looking into other funds.
Just one extra point of clarification on the statement the mayor made. Depending how the budget works out, we are allowed to offset staff time and design. So if this were designed in-house and the bids came in low enough and there were funds remaining, we would be able to submit reimbursement for staff time as well. We haven't always been able to do that on these projects because of the limited amount, but if that happens, there could be reimbursement.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G23, report on spending for future development areas. This is on my recommendation. It's important that we all go forward with our eyes wide open as to the amount of money we're spending on planning. The information is here for your information. Alderman Mayer.
Thank you for bringing this to us. I appreciate this. Now, what is going to be spent next? When will we be updated again on more spending?
Let's do it by area. Okay, area A, which is 76 and Rawson, currently is being worked through in terms of the traffic impact analysis. The total amount is not yet spent on that $70,000. That's a decision to be made at some point once the preliminary traffic impact analysis is done.
And that'll come before us?
Well, of course. The issue there is we'll have to make a decision as to whether it's worth spending more money. We have to do the cost-benefit analysis, whether it's worth spending more money, and then we'll spend more money on design. So A is not done. G is on hold currently. There's the next anticipated expenditure is if the developer comes back with or if the property owner has sold the property, and if the developer wants to do a development with the city, then we'll know something then. So as far as I'm concerned, G is done. That, because there's nothing left. The 27th Street area G, or area D, this in terms of feasibility is done, except for we may incur some additional cost for consults to be attend the August 1st meeting, not in their scope of business, scope of work. So So there may be some additional. I'm working with them to try to get that to not happen. But
so if, aside from that, nothing else will be spent unless we know about it.
Well, that's the way it is for everything. Absolutely. There is the next step on 27th Street is, frankly, this council saying go or not. And that would be money, as this money is, coming out of TIF. So that's where we're at with this. Alderwoman Evans.
Regarding Area A, when does the Buxton contract come up?
It was a multi-year contract that you approved. I believe it was a three-year contract.
I thought it was going to come back after the first year.
I do believe they mentioned to us that if we just didn't like it all and wanted to back out of the contract, there isn't a specific provision in the contract written that way. But it was a three-year contract that you approved.
I'll make the statement. I think that that's a tremendous waste of money. The results we've gotten from that have been underwhelming at best, whether it's the Buxton data or I can tell you that the EDC and staff have done their best to follow up on that, but I'm not pleased with it. I prefer the council terminate it, especially given the light of our budget situation.
I understand that the charges for Area D are being charged to TIF 4, but where's the rest of the money coming from right now to pay for this?
Mr. Ratzenberg.
The bulk of the engineering costs were authorized by Common Council from either the restricted or the unrestricted contingency and charged there in 2014, and some of those costs are being charged in 2015. That would also be true for the financial and legal fees that were expended. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of this money has been charged appropriated from contingency, either restricted or unrestricted.
Okay. You say in here that in each of the areas there's been so much money committed or expended. So I guess my question is, what has been expended already? What has been paid for already? Or how much has been paid already?
The document was drafted such that those numbers which are in italics have not been spent as yet. For instance, under the 76th and Rawson column, in 2015, the $70,000 for the Grave traffic study, actually no monies have been expended as yet. We committed a purchase order and a contract to them, of which the first portion of that they were authorized to proceed, then to come back to Common Council with a report before we expended the second portion. I don't have the number immediately in front of me, but my memory says that first contract portion was for something less than $20,000, and the other portion would be upon their report, Common Council will then decide whether they want to proceed with the second phase of that traffic study. Likewise, the legal fees to Quarles and Brady would only proceed under the contract with that organization if we decided to form those TIDs or borrow funds in a TID plan. Then those monies would be expended. But we do have a contract with them to expend those funds, and that's why they were listed here.
When you say, therefore, it is possible that additional expenditures will be needed to provide the information Common Council requires, I'm assuming that if this goes on file, that is permission to go ahead and spend money, because we're saying, yes, we agree that additional expenditures will be needed.
Alderman, I made that statement in my report because I didn't. I wanted Common Council to understand that if the 76, I'll use as an example the first column, 76 and Ross in the retail area, Common Council could decide after receiving the final traffic report that additional study or we want to proceed with some plan that's come out of that, then additional professional services of some type may be required to proceed. And those haven't been contemplated in these contracts. But Common Council, I don't believe, has authorized any further expenditures other than what's been listed on this page. And staff is working accordingly.
Okay. For Area D, has there been a water study done for that area?
Yes. Well, what do you mean by that?
Has there been a water study done for the area?
We had our consultant, Chris Camper, evaluate and size the water lines.
Okay.
Based on water usage.
Okay, so as far as pumping stations, lift stations, water towers, that kind of thing, I mean, you're going down into a hole over there, so I'm just wondering, I mean, over in Area G, you're talking about water towers and all kinds of good stuff over there, but I don't know if there's been anything done for that.
It's been incorporated in water planning, master planning. Our consultant has looked at all three areas and spent the most effort on Area G because of the likely development. So there's a 13-page report we're trying to finalize, but we've given the developers some preliminary numbers. So
okay, but there's likely development over in Area D also, supposedly. So what is there a water tower necessary over there?
No.
No water tower is
no
necessary?
Water.
Okay. No lift stations or pumping stations or anything like that?
There will be a lift station, sewage lift station, and we've been in discussion with MMSD regarding that.
And that's all included in the $18 million that you're talking about, phase one?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why we're developing on the south side, because that's where the lift station would be needed, the sewer system.
Okay. I guess for me, I'd be looking for a little bit more detailed information than what's been provided here. This is very simplistic and not, I don't know, it doesn't give me enough information to be comfortable with this. So I would suggest a motion to direct staff to contact the contractors and the consultants to get status reports on the projects. Of work under contract of the areas with the city in the works, already completed, and not started yet, as far as according to the contract that we have with them. I'd like to find out what phase we are in each of the projects. And the percent, how much of the percent that they're complete, how much each project was estimated to cost last year when we did the contracts, how much has been invoiced to date, which I think you probably have that, and that's as of today, how much has been paid for already, if the project needs more money to complete, and what would be the estimated amount of that? If a project has not been started, I would ask staff to tell the consultants or the contractors to hold off on that until the meeting of the Common Council meeting of August 4th update. So all of this would come back August 4th. And obviously, staff can supply other information to the council that they feel relevant. This is just too simplistic for me.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, discussion of that motion. Mr. City Attorney.
What if their answer is no? because they already did all the work under their contract. Isn't that the fact on Area D? Aren't they totally done with the contract on Area G and Area A? Even though there were further steps to go, they did all the, to the point of feasibility almost. There's more work remaining on it. But, and with regard to the city treasurer's comment on italics, I'm assuming that those non-italicized numbers have been spent, because I think that's what he said, and those probably are the contract price totals.
The city attorney's comments are substantially accurate in that the engineering contracts were through Gert Wilke on all three projects to the extent they've been involved are complete at this stage. The Grafe contract in the retail area of 76th and Rawson, that traffic study is in process. Finance is just aware that the contract was let and that no invoices have been received as yet. Others might be aware of the status of that. The Buxton amounts have all been expended at this point in time. And the financial contracts with Ehlers, actually an invoice arrived at City Hall very recently and is in the approval process for a portion of that, specifically on Area D, because their preliminary report on the feasibility has been rendered to Common Council. To my knowledge, none of the legal work by Quarles and Brady has been expended at this point in time. But I appreciate the Alderman's request, and we'll see if we can get you some additional information, assuming that Council expresses interest in that.
That would be great. I think that knowing what work has gone into each of these projects is going to be important. I think we all wanted an update, and this is part of that.
I got to say, you know, if we all took the time to listen to the presentations that have been scheduled for this Common Council in the past, we would have had this information because they wanted to offer it. But instead, we did something different. Now, you're welcome to do this. Staff time isn't free.
I'm not asking the staff to do it. I'm asking the contractors to get the information.
They're not free either.
They're not going to do this for free. They already sent us invoices. They already did all of their presentations. This is why I've got an issue with the August 1st meeting. The Common Council, the page and a half motion said, have the consults do the presentation along with the city staff. They're not going to do it for free. Trying to get them to do it for free, but Mr. Lombardo.
The purpose of this report was simply to acknowledge the contracts that have been approved in the amounts that have been paid out on those. It wasn't intended to be a project update for each one. So that will probably be something that Paul would do. It turn back over to engineering in all likelihood to call each of the contractors, find out where they are. Most of the contracts we have billing language that says, you know, we get to bill you at this point, this point, this point, which is very different from what if I understood your motion, tell us what percent of the work is done. We don't usually know those things unless the contract is set up to be paid out and billed that way. So if the Common Council wants that level of detail on each one of these contracts, we can clearly go back and ask the consultant to do that. It's always best to have that up front because we can build those status report requirements and percentage things into the contract, so it's their obligation to do from the beginning. It's a little trickier for some of these are smaller contracts. They usually just like, we'll start, we'll stop, you pay us. So the purpose of this was simply to let you see where the expenses were, consolidate into one place for you the contract you've approved and how they've been paid out. So it wasn't intended to be a full-blown status report, as you've suggested. But if that's something the Common Council wants, we can ask the consultants to do it. But most of that project status stuff, unless it's probably the other side, is contacts Paul would make engineering sides would be contracts, and contacts engineering would make to then try and pull that together.
You know, nobody asked for this report. Nobody asked for it. There was no suspicion. There was no subterfuge. There was no calls between people saying we ought to really ask for this because we really want this information. We did this out of courtesy of the Common Council because you should know this stuff.
I think we have been asking for this kind of report. I think we've been asking for this for a while. I think this lays it out very clearly, maybe a little bit more, as Alderwoman Mayer suggests, but I think this is a very good report, and I'm glad to see it, and I appreciate your time and effort in putting it in. I think we have been asking for it.
I'll say you're welcome.
Thank you.
But
can we call the question?
There's a motion to call a question. Is there support for that motion?
Second.
All those in favor calling the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The question has been called. All those in favor of the motion to, let's go to another page and a half motion.
Alderwoman Mayer, seconded by Alderman Mayer, moved to direct staff to contact contractors and consultants for status reports on projects of work under contract in areas with the city in the works already completed and not yet started. What phase in each project and how much percent they are complete, how much each project costs, what has been invoiced to date and how much has been paid for already, if the project needs more money to complete and the amount. If the project has not been started, then staff is to notify them to hold off until the meeting of August 4th, 2015, with staff to supply the Common Council with any additional relevant information.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Let's do a roll call, please.
Alderman Dandrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
No.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Vote is 3 ayes, 2 noes, 1 not present. Motion carries. Okay. That gets filed under no good deed goes unpunished. So we'll move to Mr. City Attorney.
What does project mean in there? If a project has not been started.
Under the contract, any of the projects under the contract that have not been started yet.
Project mean a task?
Task.
Okay.
Mr. City Engineer.
I'm just curious, can I get clarification on project cost? So if project means task, so we're not talking about the ultimate project because A and G is still in the works and it's still an iteration. Yeah. We don't know how much that would cost because it's still in that iterative process.
It's just related to the dollars of the contract.
Just
so breaking out the dollars of the contract.
I see.
And just as a clarification, you've asked that the traffic study, impact study, now stop. Because that was part of the motion, as I interpret.
Depends on where it is in the process.
That's how the motion goes.
It
don't start a new step. So if the traffic impact thing says they're going to do 5 things and they finish number 3 and they haven't started 4, they'll tell them not to start 4 for 2 weeks. But if they're in the middle of number 3, they can keep doing number 3.
Can they participate in the public hearing on August 1st?
It's probably an additional cost. I didn't make the motion. I don't know. I'm so busy getting my hands tied, I can't do what I've been told.
We have a public hearing scheduled for August 1st. The consults may be involved in that. That would be additional work.
But the preparation for that work is already underway, and the Common Council already did it, so that's in progress, so yes, they can.
Yeah, but the preparation for the work is only, for the most part, partially completed, and it won't be completed because now it's ceased. The rest, so we won't have conclusive information.
If a project is 90% done, you're not going to want to stop it.
That's not what your motion says.
Okay, well, I will put that in the motion then. You're not just going to stop a project that's 90% done and not get, you know, $100,000 worth of stuff if you're just going to save $1,000.
As Mark said, if there's five topics that have to be covered and there's only three completed, your motion stopped it at three, and four and five won't be done. So then we won't have the complete information to come in front of us.
Alderman Mayor.
I think the intention was to see where we're at. I appreciate the stopping, but I think that gets a little too complicated. I think once we see where things are at, I think that's the important part, seeing where what things are done and what hasn't been done. And quite frankly, I'm really surprised the traffic study is in a position where it could still be stopped. How long does that take? But I think from my perspective, and if we need to redo the motion, I think I would probably withdraw my second for that. I want to see where things are. I don't think we need to stop things. We can always do that again at the August 4th meeting.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get real personal here. I get you guys don't trust me. I get it. I get that there's alliances going on. I get that. I get that you guys want to stop development on the 27th Street corridor. I get that. I get that you want all the retail in the world. You want everybody to move here. I get that. But you got to quit with this stuff. You've already made a motion at the last meeting where we intended on giving you all of this information. But right out of the chute, Alderman Schmidt and the mayor, former mayor, conspired to stop everything. Right out of the chute. And that meeting then, you got none of the information that we intended to give you so that you would have been comfortable. You could have asked all of these questions. But no, didn't happen. Page and a half motion, stop everything, and that's what that motion says after reading it about 50 times. So that's where we're at. We're at stop everything, but do a public hearing and do it with your consults and your staff. Okay, now we can't pay the consults. So they're not going to be there, so we're in violation of the motion that was made on June 17th, whatever that was. You guys are wrapping this stuff up. If you don't want to do any of this, just make a motion, just don't do it. But you're tying up staff time, you're tying up consults. We got promises that can't be made. We can't move forward because you're busy not trusting the mayor. If you don't trust me, just say you don't trust me. And make short motions that says, don't do anything. That's more valuable than the stuff we're going through. It's not fair to your constituents, folks. You're burning staff time like it's free. These people get paid and they have other things to do than go back and reinvent wheels. So please, you know, if you don't trust me, that's fine. But be professional. Be adults. I'm sorry, that's the way I feel, Suzanne. I'm getting, at every turn, people sticking me just because they want me. The information you want is all there. It's just you haven't chosen to look at it from all of the documents we've given you in the past. It's just, I'm sorry. I'm very frustrated. I put 20 years of my life
in. I'm sorry that I don't understand what Rukert Milkey PO number 73575 means. Okay?
So it would be really nice. You authorized a contract for them with all of the details that had what their job was going to be. If you didn't know what you were authorized back then, I'm sorry, I'm very frustrated. Put 20 years of my life into this city, and I'm seeing it just jab that because. And it's very frustrating for me. I'm sorry.
I am concerned because this is a lot of money that's been spent, and I feel a little left in the dark about where we're at with everything. So I wanted a little bit more detail than just big numbers that said this is what's committed and expended, and I asked for it. I hope I get it.
Well, there's a motion that says you are going to get it. You would get it anyway if you just asked for it. And we don't know what it is that you don't understand, even though staff and I and consults have been trying to help you guys understand what's going on, and all we get is pushback. And don't look at me like, no, we're not pushing back. Because that's all we're getting. If you sat and listened at the two meetings that have been just blown up by extraneous stuff, you would understand this stuff. But there's a motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded and approved. So, I know, as far as I'm concerned, we can move on. Mr. City Attorney.
And just one more time for the record, the Director of Administration clarified after Alderwoman Mayor said, yeah, project needs tasks, next steps, and whole new steps in contract, that this public informational meeting process, including consultants, is a work in process step.
Does anybody know where we're getting the money to pay the consults?
Staff hasn't been presented with specific change orders under the contract or additional cost to the contract. If they're nominal amounts under $5,000, it is possible that our standard practice would allow the mayor to authorize them under existing appropriations. If it's over that, it would have to come back to the common council for a change order. Under that, we could see within operating budgets if there are appropriations to cover it, but not having any specific numbers or a specific authorization separate for those, it's hard for me to answer specifically.
Okay, item G24.
Excuse me. What's happening April 1st?
You'll recall that page and a half motion that was presented by former Mayor Taylor that demanded public hearing and public listening sessions and informational meetings to be held on a time convenient to all citizens, specifically 1 o'clock on a Saturday. The motion specified July 27th, Alderman Mayer then took that date off the table. What did I say?
No, I took that off the table.
June 10th.
Well, staff.
It got taken. So sue me. It got taken off the table. So, in the interest of keeping the process moving and in the spirit of cooperation, we made the decision to make it August 1st, the closest available date to that. So that will be a public presentation. We made the executive decision of presenting all three areas with a concentration on Area D. It will be held in the Phaedro Room at 1 o'clock, August 1st. It will be a public hearing and a public informational meeting with the Common Council in attendance. Just like the page and a half motion said, we think it's the best available interpretation of that document. So we're doing what we're told. And I appreciate the fact that the city clerk spent a lot of time trying to corral responses from the Common Council that we just now got the final responses, right?
Sort of.
Sort of. So there's still an alderman who doesn't.
Yes, I'm sorry. We just now did.
Okay. So, any other questions? Any other motions on this matter? Item G24, May 2015 financial report. Mr. Ratzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The copy of the May financial report was included in your council packet, and I'd be happy to entertain any questions related to those statements.
Questions? Additional information needed?
No.
receive and file.
Second.
Discussion? See none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, Mr. Alderman Danner.
H1, the licensing.
Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't have the appropriate number of tabs.
I waited the whole meeting for my item.
I'm sorry. See, we ran out of tabs at 24. So, back up one page.
Move to authorize city officials to execute an agreement with Election Systems and Software LLC for the Model D S200 digital image scanner, subject to review by the city attorney, and with previously approved funds to be taken from the 2015 capital budget.
Second.
And you're going to deny the city clerk an opportunity to present?
It would only take 45 minutes.
Discussion of the motion, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I also missed item G26, status of bidding out health insurance brokerage services. Mr. Roberta.
There's a detailed council action sheet that goes into addressing after a status report that was made in April. There still technically remains a direction to consider bidding out the broker services for this year. I go into detail in light of the circumstances originally getting into a three-year deal with Humana and the changes with the business healthcare group. And now with Aetna coming in and the success that our current broker has shown, and with the additional information from meeting with another brokerage firm to get information from them about what they would do for us, what their costs would be, given the potential savings is at most likely in the neighborhood of $4,000 out of a $4,000 to $8,000 out of a $3.5 million health insurance total cost. There are vastly more important and significant things that you should probably want me to spend my time on, and I would recommend that you terminate the prior direction that we bid the services out this year.
Motion to terminate the requirement to bid insurance broker service during 2015 and direct the Director of Administration to provide a status update during the first quarter of 2016 as to the health insurance marketplace and the potential for bidding out the broker service.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we turn to item H1. Alderman Dandridge.
The Licensing Committee wants to make the following recommendations. Reserve Class B combination and grant application for Ecnor Enterprises, LLC, doing business as Indian Buffet. We're recommending a grant in the amount of $9,500 and approving the application. Operator new, Samantha Kasky. Hold for applicant to contact the clerk's office. Operator new, Audra Bauman, approved with a letter. Cassandra Wint, approved. Roger Berzik, approved. Marla Churdy, approved. Ikam Deliverdi, approved. Teki Deliverdi, approved. Renewal, Cherry Gadke, approved. New, Kayla Gordon, hold for appearance. Amber Helm, approved. Ivan Jerkovich, renewal approved. Ellen Jensen approved. Amanda Julian approved. Sheila Kazanke approved. Carrie McCracken approved. Jason Orlando, hold for appearance and additional record information. Operator renewal, Tiffany Pullman approved. Through Baylor Tour, approved. Deborah Wilson, operator new, hold for appearance. And police incidents reports from July 14th through June 15th for Class A and Class B establishments have been reviewed and no actions required.
Second.
I have a couple of questions. First, as it relates to police incident reports, are you getting the information that you think is helpful to you, or is there some additional redefinition that you might want to get you more additional information?
Most of the files had information in it that was pertinent to, that gave us a clear understanding of what transpired in the situations in the local establishments. We will need some additional information in one particular case, and we will be discussing that with clerk and the city attorney and making our recommendations for an appointment in the near future.
I think the information was detailed enough to help us determine whether we needed to call anyone in. That was the purpose of it.
I'm just concerned that you get what you need, because Alderman Mayer and I have had a conversation relative to incident reports versus calls for service. And sometimes calls for service give you more information than incident.
Yes, they did. That's what we had.
There were incident reports.
Incident report is much more restrictive than a call for service.
No, we are.
We had call for service.
It's there. You want it?
It was there.
No.
Yeah.
Relative. Okay. I do have a question for the committee relative to applicant for an operator new, Amberie Hell. That name is very familiar to me as it relates to a licensing activity.
What's her name?
Amber Helm.
First page, last.
Oh, Amber Helm.
The clerk understands what I'm getting at here. Madam Clerk.
She has had a license for the last several years. And the reason it says new on there is because she did not renew her license prior to the end of June. Therefore, it is no longer a renewal. But she has had one in the past. And there is nothing additional on her record between the last time she had one and the current time.
That's correct. We found nothing.
Correct.
Remember the name. Moved and seconded. All those in, any other questions? Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move to item I-1. There's a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers in a range of 157111 through 157292, the amount of $860,189.25, dated July 3rd through the 16th.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandy.
Aye.
Motion approved. Vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated July 10th, 2015, the amount of $359,550.13 in payments of various payroll deductions, the amount of $204,747.35, plus any city matching payments?
So move.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandy.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving a net payroll dated July 24, 2015, estimated at $349,000 in payments for various payroll deductions, estimated at $363,000 plus city matching payments?
Aye.
So moved.
Second.
Aye. All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion approved. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving property tax refunds and property tax settlements 1882 through 1883 in the amount of $455.78, dated July 3rd through the 16th.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman
Aye.
Schmidt. Alderman, Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Motion is approved. The vote is 5 ayes. No one was 1 absent. Is there a motion approving a payment to NEW Plastics, Inc. for Kayla's crew materials upon confirmation of delivery by the engineering department?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The motion approved. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
You want to sit here all night, or all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.